My life is currently unfolding, not unlike the plot line of American History X.
Who's getting curb stomped?
Okay, of course you would start there.
Of course.
You're familiar with the movie.
That's the most memorable part of the entire movie.
Okay, spoiler alert for a 20-year-old movie coming up. So if you're an asshole, shut this off. You're familiar with the movie, right?
We would lose our entire audience. Of course, yeah. Yeah. Oh. I mean, I saw it maybe 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
It is one of those movies that I loved. It was great. Mm-hmm. Never want to see it again.
Alpha dog for me. The way that that movie ended, I was like, that was an amazing movie. I am never going to put that movie on ever again.
I feel a little bit like that about Shawshank. Shawshank is amazing, but bro, when Red hangs himself, spoiler alert, 30-year-old movie. Jeez, sorry, man. Sorry about that, Tim Robbins.
But that Morgan Freeman voice, baby.
Mm. Was that before or after he raped all those women?
What?
No, I'm kidding. He did get Me Too'd.
I do remember
And that. I heard it was a bad one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I don't think it's that anything was worse other than being Me Too'd by somebody wearing a pirate earring. That always makes it weird.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I hear, legend has it, that every time he rapes, he gets a new dot on his face.
Is that true?
That's true, yeah.
What the hell has Tommy Lee Jones been doing? So American History X is about Edward Norton on steroids, and he's as good looking as he's ever been there, right?
Yeah, it was like Brad Pitt in Fight Club. It's like that is pinnacle, that person.
Was Brad Pitt better in Fight Club or Snatch?
No, Fight Club, I actually read some.
I got to check that out.
And it's been a long time since you've seen it, I'm sure. I actually just read, it's so funny that we're talking about this. I just read something recently where a trainer was talking about how he always got people coming in and saying, I want to look just
I read
like,
that too.
Did you?
Somewhere. Or maybe I heard you say it and then I took it on as my own story.
It's very possible.
Okay, so Edward Norton is a skinhead. Mm-hmm. He, like you said, kills a guy in a very notorious fashion. And he is then put into jail as most, well, not as most, probably less murderers than we'd like to think.
Yes.
So while he is in jail, it is a coming of age story where he gets stuck with a black person, which is one of the people he killed for being filled with hate, mm-hmm. as Nazis are. Mm-hmm. And he grows and he learns to understand his mistakes through this person that he hated just for being black.
That is a cornerstone of Nazism, right? Is just hatred.
I believe it's one of the main tenets.
That is a pillar of the community. It's
like
hatred.
We want to get this guy in here, and he doesn't hate black people, but he throws a mean fucking tea party. So I think we need to get him in here. So when he's put in there, he learns about himself. That's what's happening with me right now.
Except in reverse.
Well, we're in quarantine mm-hmm. right now. Yes. Okay. I have been locked in with the thing that I hate. You brought a Roomba. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I have a severe distaste for everything mechanized because they will one day be our destructors.
That's true. You know, we're speaking into machines right
now. Oh, not these two. Oh, present company excluded. You guys are great, and you're not phallic shaped at all. But I got to tell you something. That Roomba, that shit cleans up like a son of a bitch.
It's so good.
I am becoming Edward Norton.
If you curb stomp my Roomba, I'm going to... you know what?
I wouldn't hurt it.
If anybody curb stomps anybody, the Roomba's curb stomping you.
When it comes to being sucked by a cellmate, my name is Ryan.
And my name is Tyler.
And we are those guys you hate. Konnichiwa, my Haitians, and welcome to the show that believes no means no. And I am talking to you, Apple Update. To my left, a man who has finally has an excuse to have no clue what day of the week it is, Mr. Tyler Menendez. I fucked that up, Tyler?
It's all just one big day, and I am loving it.
Days of the week mean nothing anymore.
Nothing.
It's every day is Monday, and every day is Saturday. Mm. You know what I mean?
And I go, and I wake up and go to bed by the sun. I don't even care what time it is.
You don't have to set an alarm anymore. Mm-hmm. I still do. I can't help it.
No, that's really smart, though.
I can't help it.
That's good for you.
On today's show, we finally figure out a way to give sharks cancer.
Yay!
Yeah, it's about
finally,
time.
Finally, we're sticking it to those motherfuckers.
Enough. You've just swimming around in the ocean, feeling all great about yourself.
We get it. You're the pinnacle of evolution when it comes to killing.
Murderers.
Now we're going to give you cancer. And later on today's show, or probably sooner because he goes last every time.
I'm glad you noticed that.
Before Ryan's dumb segment on today's show, I am going to speak on behalf of an entire group, something I said someone should never do during my segment last week.
Mere days ago.
Yes.
Or months. I have no fucking clue. Speaking.
Mere quarantines ago.
I mean, good God. Back during Ebola. Speaking of the coronavirus, Tyler, have you heard about this coronavirus?
I think I read something about
it. That shit cray. I have been doing some investigative journalism, okay? Because, you know, when one of these things happen, you got to look at it and you got to say, who has the most to gain here?
Okay. I mean, right? The virus.
Right. Well, somebody unleash it. There's my first voice crack of the show. Session 3, first voice crack. Who has the most to gain? I've chopped it down to 3 main suspects.
I cannot wait.
Okay, let's just get this out of the way really quickly, and we'll get into the show that we know and love. Because okay. I don't want to be talking about this all effing day.
All right.
Okay, suspect number 1. What if there was an occupation or a group of people who all got together and figured maybe something like a virus would come along and make their jobs more important, make their pay increase, because all of a sudden they're at the front line of all of this stuff.
Please,
and all of a sudden they're going to start getting first responder pay. What is going on with the bad boys at grocery stores? Where were you on the 12th of December, 2019, Publix bag boys?
What are you insinuating that Publix bag boys released a biological weapon in the middle of China?
Wait, first of all, I'm not insinuating anything. Mm-hmm. I'm flat out fucking saying it.
Okay.
Okay. And number one, number two, just a quick little trip to Wuhan. We got you all in check and you could do that. That's it. And maybe it's not them. Maybe it's not them. Maybe it is suspect number two.
Oh, I can't wait. Who's that?
You know, when you say it like that, it feels like you can wait. What if there was, I don't know, maybe a restaurant and you wanted to get something new going, but the problem was that nobody, you know, they had all these different options. Now, all of a sudden, a virus came along, limited people's options. All they could do was go through to-goes and they were stuck using your brand new service. What if it was Wendy's breakfast? The timing is very suspicious. Would you not agree?
I mean, it worked out for them.
Their tagline is going to be America's favorite breakfast. How did they see that coming?
Just they knew they were going to take out the competition.
I'm looking at you, you redheaded bitch. Suspect number 3. And our final suspect, and who I honestly believe has the most to gain here. And I'm not joking about this. Wendy's. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. Okay.
The Wendy's one was ridiculous. Not the grocery store bag boys. The Wendy's one.
I'm watching you, pimply-faced bastard. I know you're on the front line, but nonetheless.
Timmy, who just had to get driven to his job by his mother, is releasing biological weapons in China.
She's waiting outside in a hazmat suit. It is true, though. Like, the bag boys really have turned into, like, our front line.
Absolutely.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
Well, all the...
Your balls haven't dropped yet.
All the workers that people have been arguing against getting higher pay because their work is non-essential is actually the backbone of our entire economy.
Yes.
Except, shocking.
Except for you Whole Foods, you fucking hippies. You brought this upon yourselves. All right. Suspect number 3. Who has the most to gain?
Whom?
What if there was, I don't know, let's say a TV show that perhaps was a little bit too salacious, maybe a little bit ridiculous, but then a virus came along and trapped people inside and they needed something. So basically everybody's turning to the same place to see the same thing that they wouldn't normally do. What if it was the Tiger King? Where were you in the middle of December, Joe Exotic?
Well, I don't want to give away a spoiler alert, but I think I know where he was during that time.
You know what you're saying? You and your penal system are such know-it-alls, bro. Like, you think that he doesn't get to just get out of there and take a little stroll?
So you think that he planned it so that the show that they were making based on him and his life, he knew was going to be a huge success?
Well, first of all, you're not spoiling anything because the very beginning of the first episode is him from jail. So you're not, but
spoiler alert,
what is a better alibi than a place that you literally can't leave from?
So how would he have done it? What is he, Gerard Butler in United Citizen or whatever the fuck it's called?
No, he's Gerard Depardieu in My Father the Hero. All I'm saying is, look, if everything that you've seen from Joe Exotic, you're putting this beyond him? And by the way, I love that man. He's the worst, most disgusting person I've ever seen in my whole entire life, and I care for him.
He reminds me in a very extreme way of another character that we love, somebody named Stugatz on a podcast that we listen to, where he just talks and he thinks he's the most interesting person in the room. And yet when, actually in Joe Exotic's case, he is the most interesting person.
He's interesting as shit.
But he's an oddity interesting. He's not interesting like, wow, I could really learn something from this person. He is like a car crash where you have to watch because you don't know what, like a head might go flying or something.
Well,
you don't know.
You're exactly right. And you don't know what's behind that smiling veneer because...
Meth.
How is his teeth so nice? He just got new teeth.
Well, he just, you know, every time a tiger dies, he just replaces it.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's how a fairy gets its stripes. But the one thing he couldn't get around.
Do fairies have stripes?
I'm pretty sure the fairies have stripes, Tyler. I mean, go ahead. Sound ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
You know, one thing he couldn't get rid of is that facial tic, though. And I'm not making fun of him, but he's got meth. Like, I can't look away from it.
It's the same thing as the woman when she does that thing with her eyes.
I hate her.
Well, yeah, she's pretty terrible.
I hate her. And very rarely are you going to get me talking about TV on this damn thing, but that thing sucked me in, man.
Justice for her dead husband!
And for the meth mouth.
And meth mouth.
Let's move forward. Let's talk about... the last thing I'm going to say about him is he is a cancer of a person. He does think that he's totally the most interesting thing in the whole entire world, and he's charming as shit.
He is so charming.
And he draws you in because his insanity is kind of, you know, it's interesting.
Absolutely, and this has been repeated 1,000 times, and then we'll move on. The only... redeeming people on that show are the amputees.
Yes.
The guy with no arm and the girl with no arm and the guy with no legs.
But you know, the girl with no arm became a man after this.
Oh, is that true?
I heard Levitard talking about it. Oh, wow. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So let's move on to our own insanity. Let's do the Depression Index. My timing was off.
We need a new song for this.
But what do you mean? I think this encapsulates us perfectly. The Depression Index is a machine that I built with my hands very poorly, and we turn it to show you where we are on our mental health journey, and you can decide whether or not you want to listen to this bullshit. Tyler, how you feeling this week?
You have to listen to this.
Or else we will die.
Whoa. Yeah, but he's right.
But if you listen to this, we'll never die. Think about that. I'm not a doctor. I should probably say that up front.
You should probably let people know. Woo! It's been up and down.
You got a lot done this week.
I find it hard to give myself credit for anything, even successes.
Bro, your room looks great, man.
It does.
That takes physical horsepower to get up and nail shit into the wall, and it does, man.
Yeah, agreed. It's been hard. So, I am at this fucking machine, man.
Just put your stump in there, and then become a man when you're done.
Oh, too hard. Too hard. Tyler, you gotta turn it like a man.
You're spraying all over me.
I think that was 6.
Very nice. I think it was 5, but that's okay.
Well, I'm at a 6.
We're not math majors here. So I like to take mine and become highfalutin and try to raise everybody up, which is weird because I feel terrible and I'm dying on the inside, but I try to put this brave face on for everybody because I know they need it. Session 3, we're getting ready to release this thing. I've been calling on all of my talented friends. We've got the cover art working. The studio is, 75% built?
If not more.
More than that?
Yeah.
I got my friends working on music with me. All this shit is going on. So, I'm feeling pretty good. Last week, I was really down. I was telling you, this thing threw me a curveball, just like it did every other person on the planet. And this week I'm bouncing back. I'm finding my, I hate this term, new normal, but that's exactly what it is. So here's what I got for you this week in my self-helpy, bitchy type of way. What I've realized is that right now, more than anything, what we need is humanity. Okay, I live in Miami where people both hate and love each other. And today I went to go work out down at this little park. And what I've decided is that I am making it my mission to say hello to everybody, no matter how awkward it is. Because I feel like we need that, man. I need that. I really do. Mm. And the problem is, being kind to people can be really scary. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Oh, what if somebody drops something on the floor? I go to pick it up and they're like, you know, weird, anything, saying hello and then you don't get it back and you feel like a dickhead. You know what
I
mean?
I'm never worried about them saying something back to me when I try to help them pick it up. I'm just worried about bending down to help them and they get it first.
What about?
Now I just look like an asshole.
I thought you were going to say bending down and now I can't get back up. Hey, okay, I tried to help you. Now you help me. So anyway, I'm just saying being kind to people can be scary. Let's be brave together. Let's be nice to each other. And I'm going to end this one the same way that I did last week because I like this. I have a little scientific fact for you. Do you know that the bones in your body are literally as strong as granite? Did you know that?
I did not know that. That is very interesting.
Isn't that? Mm-hmm. So if you feel like you can't bear the weight of growth, if you can't bear the weight of heartbreak, remember that your foundation is literally stronger than concrete. You were made to endure. We love you, you pieces of shit. You
piece of shit.
So today, because everything is happening, we're getting ready to put this thing out. I don't know if I could say this or not. This is the 1 year anniversary.
Since this show's inception.
Of the idea of those guys you hate. Which is weird that we only did one episode that whole time. I am at a 3.
Turn it harder, you pussy.
Keep in mind, other people are pieces of shit just like you, and other people are awesome just like you. Let's be good to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And really quickly, before we move into Week in Review, Tyler, I've been getting a lot of emails. I've been getting a lot of people calling me up. A lot of people want to know what's going on with that woman across the lake, okay? Woman Watch 2020. Who cares about coronavirus? What the fuck is going on with this lady?
Okay.
She's moved to a seat closer to the lake.
Okay, that's nice. Get out in the sun, watch the water.
That's how you feel about it?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm dead serious. She has begun rocking back and forth. So I'm dead serious.
Do you think she's inching figuratively and physically closer to death?
It's happening, Tyler. Mm. This is happening. It is like the Fappening, but sexier. Or more worrisome, or whatever regular people say. This lady.
I mean, really, anything could be the Fappening if you...
Put your heart and your wiener into it.
If you put your head into it.
Both of them. I'm telling you, there's something going on with this lady. I'm trying to figure out a way to rescue her.
Maybe she knows you're watching and she needs a witness for her death.
I am,
witness me like those guys from...
I'm not a Nota Republic. I don't know if she should know that.
She just needs eyes on her.
I'm just telling you that some shit is going on with this lady, and I hope.
Do her a favor, jog by, let her stare at your ass when you run by. You can wear those skimpy little things that you have.
That's all I got. Yeah. That's all I got. I wear those cheerleading shorts. And let's move on. Lady, maybe she needs to hear the Depression Index, but what she doesn't need to hear is the Week in Review. What the Week in Review is that Tyler and I have been gas bags and talking about shit that we don't know anything about since we were about a knee high. So we go back on the next show and we make fun of ourselves. We make fun of each other. It is called the Week in Review. Tyler, on last week's show, I said that we would never know how much a hand would get you in U.S. currency. Was I right?
No, you figured...
Correct! I was kind of right.
Okay.
Because I couldn't find how much a hand would get you. But I did find an article by Seeker, by Trace Dominguez, that gave me this. And I'll go quickly because there's a little bit of information here. But I thought it was interesting.
I'm already bored.
If you could harvest every organ and chemical in your body, you could make $45 million.
Holy crap.
But you'd be gone. So I don't know...
I'm worth that much?
Yeah. Well, you'd probably be worth more than that. I mean... How much skin you got there?
A lot.
Yards and yards.
A lot of it has stretch marks on it, though. Is that bad?
Depending on who you're selling it to. That might be a high-ticket item. I don't know. What do you think the number one most expensive thing in your body is?
Your heart.
Very good. That'll get you a cool $1 million.
Mm, okay.
Okay. Now, second. How about this? What second?
Second.
First, I think, is easy. Second, what do you think?
I'm going to guess I'm going to say either your lungs or your liver.
Your liver.
Oh,
your
yay!
Liver, very good. $557,000.
Whoa, that's a steep drop off, though.
That is.
Wow.
That is. Because come on, bro. I mean, a liver is like what, two meals? Third is not your lungs. You want to just quickly just take a stab at it?
I'm going to say your I don't know. I don't know. Your intestines.
Your kidneys.
Mm. Oh, I your guess that, kidneys. Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Diabetes, heart disease is what make these all these organs so expensive. Mm-hmm. So, but you know what's interesting about it? On the black market, you will get 10% of that. So every number that I just gave you, take 10% of it, if you go to the black market, that's how much money you'd receive.
So if I sold a heart, I would only get $100,000?
I don't know math. So wait, you said, 10% of 1 million is $60,000.
What?
I'm just kidding. Tyler, really quickly, do you know the triangle, which has three sides, is the most stable shape that we know of?
Very interesting. What just happened?
I was doing a little math joke there. Yeah, yeah. For some, if you're doing it on the black market, you receive you're going to make a lot less than if you go through the proper channels because you have to get it. I'm guessing here. I didn't look this part. You have to get it tested. They have to know that it's on the up and up. That everything's fine. That makes you sense. Haven't been doing coke off a hooker's penis. Now, this article was written in 2014, but at that time, the waiting list in the U.S. alone was 123,000 people, and only 14,000 organs were donated each year, which means 18 people die every year waiting for a transplant, which doesn't sound like that much to me, if I'm being totally honest. A stomach will get you $500. Eyeballs will get you $1,500 each. Human skin will get you $10 an inch.
Really?
I just thought that was really interesting. How about that?
I've got a lot of money on it.
Brother, you're sitting on a gold mine, literally. Mm. Literally. I'm talking about your butt.
Nah, I got like a medium butt.
it's a literal drop-off.
Little meat on it, but
a little drop-off.
Not too much. On last week's show, you were posing the question of what is your favorite Disney Pixar movie? And then I tried to use some nuance and ask, are we talking animated movie or Disney Pixar movie? And your response was, that is a particular type of animation. I mean, what kind of bullshit question and rule system is this when it comes to picking your favorite animated movie?
That is not correct.
That was disgusting. That was disgusting.
Can we hear it one more time?
No!
Please, open up your ear holes.
That is not correct.
ASMR. I'm thinking every week we could change the correct and the incorrect.
Where did you get that from?
Under my bed.
Put it down.
I like it. You know what I'm talking about, though. When I say a Disney Pixar movie, you understand the animation that I'm talking about. I ain't talking about Popeye. I'm
Why
talking
not
about
just say animated movie?
Because there's a difference between Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and Aladdin.
Just go ahead.
Okay. Tyler, on last week's show, I called Hitler a neo-Nazi. Was that true?
Yes.
That is not correct.
He was literally the OG. He can't be Neo. He is the main guy.
Good point. Yeah. You know, that to me is like the difference between flammable and
inflammable.
Yeah, I don't know what the difference is. Well, there is none.
Well, you know what Neo means. It just means new.
I thought it was like having to do... Never mind.
Finding Neo.
I was going to make a very bad Matrix joke. Thank you. I'm glad I pulled out. Mm-hmm.
What?
On last week's show, I made... And this is me, you know, tooting my own horn or jerking myself off. Whatever.
Stop making me push down on your back.
Whatever you kids are saying these days. But I had a great, not to be controversial, but I don't want to watch...
This is going
to
be controversial.
Tom Hanks watch a fuck a volleyball.
That was really funny.
You stepped all over. You dick stepping again.
What
man.
I learned from this show, I don't fucking listen to anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for you to stop talking so I could do my thing. It's really disgusting.
We've noticed.
Lenny, he's listened to this. He's like, you're a piece of shit. And I'm like, dude, I can't even argue with you. This is ugly. You say so many funny things and I'm just going, bro.
Is it what your friend told you that I'm the funny one? Now you're trying to like edge me out. You're trying to muscle me out of the situation.
Former friend.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense.
On last week's show, I said that there was a formula to Disney movies. Was I right?
Were you? I don't know.
Correct.
Oh, that's okay.
Disney movies are, and this is just a quick little interesting fact, Disney movies are family movies because they are about families, not just because they're kid friendly.
Oh, interesting.
Think about that. Hmm. That is interesting. Now here, I got this from, man, I want to be responsible and cite the people that I get this stuff from, because when we hit it big, which is coming soon, they'll come after you. People are very touchy about that shit on podcasts.
Yeah, but they should be coming here for fucking news.
Well,
Except to me. You got to come to me.
But and on me. But the thing is, ugh, gross. Eat your chips somewhere else.
That is not correct.
But the thing is that I'm just straight up ripping a lot of people off. So I feel like if I say their name, then I'm good, right?
Yeah, that's actually kind of true.
This is my bibliography.
As long as you give credit to the person that it's...
And here's the deal. We're doing this. We're getting information from other people. We're bringing it back here. We're putting our own little spin on it. But I want people to know, hey, if you're interested in this, I got this from... I don't even know if this... Because I don't understand the internet. Because I'm old. Like overnight, I became old. I think I don't know if there's a question and answer thing or a web. Have you ever heard of Quora?
Quora.
Ora.
Excuse me. Where people go on and ask questions.
But is that like Wiki Answers?
I don't know. No, just people could go on there and answer.
Right.
It's yeah.
Wait, is that what Wiki Answers is, where you just outsource your information?
I believe so.
Okay, so I think it's like that too. This guy's name is Zach Baker. Okay. It's a 3-part system, and I'll tell it very quickly. Number one, becoming separated from one's family. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. So the family's relationship is established, and then members are separated. And that happens like in The Incredibles or even in
Tangled.
Monsters, Inc., mm-hmm. where they come together first, and then they're separate. So anyway. Okay, number two, rediscovering the meaning of family. So in other words, the main character has their hope in their family renewed, or they understand the role in their family, or they become a part of a new family. Maybe all of these things, like Lion King. And then finally, finding one's own identity through regaining family. So the main character overcomes an existential threat to their family, rescues them, or finally accepts their family and finds their way back to them.
They should just make a movie where it steps ones and two and then it just runs off into the distance and it just progressively gets worse.
I think that we should get into it. I think we should do like some sort of a storyline where it just all falls apart, much like our lives. And that is the Disney form. I mean, think about it. Bambi's mother dying. A lot of mothers dying. Bambi's mother's dying. Princess Jasmine never met her mother. Snow White has no parents. She got raped by that Prince Charming. There's a whole lot of things.
She also got gangbanged by the seven dwarves.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't 69 with a dwarf, bro.
Well, you got to put three of them on top of each
they're
other.
They're eating out your belly button.
What exactly? Massaging your love handles.
Why do I always get the sternum? This is bullshit.
No, that's it.
So I'll do my last two very quickly. Puma, cougar, mountain lion, I said those are the same. Are they the same?
I'm going to say no.
Correct!
They are the same.
Oh, well, shit.
Getting out of quicksand, I said you lean back and you do a little bicycle motion. Is that true?
Correct.
Correct!
And finally, we talked about the smartest animals on the planet. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a quick rundown. 5, rats.
Oh, yeah.
4, African gray parrots.
Really?
How do you quantify intelligence?
There's different tests. Like they give them the mirror tests where if they're able to notice that's themselves in the mirror.
That's a big one. Yeah. And not jerk off. 3, elephants.
Okay. Yeah.
Elephants will come back to a place where one of the members of their family have died years later and just mourn, mm-hmm. which is so crazy to me. Mm-hmm. I know people who can't do that. 2, bottlenose dolphins, just like we were talking about.
Very nice.
Did we get that wrong? Uh-uh. And finally, chimpanzees, who in certain tests have better memories than humans.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty crazy.
And I think I was talking to you about this, where I read an article where there's a hypothesis going around that primates have entered the Stone Age, or where they started using
you were
tools
telling me about that.
And all that stuff.
Where they use like a stick to get into the anthill and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Very, very interesting. I love information on animals. I don't want them fucking touching me.
Oh, excuse me. That leads me to the last one. Where Ryan, last week Ryan said...
I don't like this at all.
About the animals. I ain't no punk bitch.
Yeah, I ain't no punk bitch. Is that true?
That is not correct.
Literally take his headphones off.
That is not
correct. Stop it. I will do this shit with no headphones.
I'm done. Or pants. And that is Week in Review. I feel a little bit looser this time. I feel, and I'm still not 100% back to where I was, but I feel the first two, I listened back to the first one, bro, we sound so nervous. And drunk.
Because the first one took a deep dive.
It did.
Off of the tequila mountain range. You're saying you feel looser. That noise, that ASMR noise, it puckers my butthole. I feel so much tighter than I did.
You know what I've learned from getting all the sound for these shows is using soundboards and just, Googling blah, blah, blah soundboards. And you can go in. When I first started doing it, I was trying to look up individual things and it was terrible. But there's so many great noises out there that we could use for the show. And I don't want to become a wacky zoo crew, but I like next week. pardon me. Next week, we could do a correct and an incorrect that are totally different than those two. Do you know where that correct was? The one that I was playing? This? Mm-mm. Wait, last time?
Oh, wait.
Correct!
Do you know who that is?
I do not.
That is Plankton from SpongeBob.
Oh, wow.
Do you know the little
of
one?
Of course, yeah, I like Plankton. I wouldn't have guessed that.
All right. That is Week in Review. So, following up on something that we did last week, and it to varying degrees, was very successful. I got a lot of, people not too happy about it, and I got a lot of people who were happy about it, which worried me who my allies were, but I'm talking about my brand new album.
Your brand new what?
Album. I'm trying to use this time.
We've talked about this.
Tyler, I'm not trying to... If I'm doing another project, why don't you want me to...
Because the last time you debuted your project on this podcast, it was all about not agreeing with interracial relationships.
No, that is not what it's about, Tyler. That's the thing is that it's art. It's poem. Not everything is meant to be... whatever. Let's not get into that. That part is over with.
Okay, okay.
Let's do another one, maybe a little bit easier. Okay, now, the name of this song is called Baby Never Change.
Okay.
Sometimes. Baby Never Change Sometimes.
Okay.
Okay. And it's a little bit different than last week, and I just want you to give it a shot. If you could be a little bit more open-minded, because you made me, you invited me in, and then you made me feel uncomfortable, and this isn't easy, man.
I still have my headphones on. Let's go.
Thank you. Okay, now this one is a little different. Baby, never change sometimes.
Ooh, baby never changes smile, it brightens up the darkest night. Baby never changes style, you colors everyone from black to white. Baby never change your heart, because the love is heaven sent. The only thing you need to change is that crazy old age of consent.
Ooh. All right, thank you so much for that. What's the problem?
What?
Tyler, this is what I'm talking about.
Old fashioned, outdated. Age of consent.
You're constantly making this a something that it's not. It's just a little music.
What?
Don't they grow up so fast these days?
I just wish that you... Okay. You don't understand.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'll chase you down this rabbit hole. What should be the new age of consent?
What?
Age of consent. You're complaining about the age of consent on your song.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the... It's the, like... Age of consent is like, are we really in love? Are we really going to do this? Like puppy love or
what? That's not what age of consent
means. This isn't about age of consent or not. Maybe 14 be fine.
Well, it's been fun.
That is not correct.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let's move on.
We're in episode 3 and already doing pedophile.
Now, those guys you hate.com, if you're interested in the album, it's going to be dropping soon.
No, okay? It's not.
Or I'm going to jail. I'm not sure. Tyler, jeez. This, you know, it's so hard to bear my soul, and you make me feel like shit.
I mean, session 0 went perfectly. We're in episode 3 and it's just a train wreck.
Because you were so much more accepting and you let me babysit your cousin. All right, enough.
We're done.
Tyler, us to jail now. Tyler, have you heard that recently LGBTQ has added on an I?
Fuck them.
An A.
What?
And even a plus sign.
Oh, no, that can't be true.
I'm dead serious.
No.
That's 100% true.
No.
You don't care for it, huh?
That's so stupid.
Why do you say that?
Just put LGB, keep it where it is, man.
No, you know what?
You're representing everybody already.
I'm glad that you said that because
for real?
That scared the shit out of me.
We gotta fire our sound guy.
I just pooped in my pants. You know what? I'm so happy that you said that because Tyler, and I'm not doing this for a joke. Tyler is a homosexual dude. okay. Maybe I was doing it. I might've been.
I'm bisexual. I'm not totally gay.
But I'm saying I just want to make sure that when I make this joke, everybody knows I'm allowed to.
Okay, yeah.
So unlike that age of consent thing, I'm in serious trouble for that. Now, I've come... Okay, so basically what it is. I honestly don't even know. I know lesbian, bi, gay...
Trans.
I think queer.
I thought Q was like questioning, but it could be okay. Queer. I mean, who the fuck...
I don't know what I is. I don't know what A... But here's the deal. Okay, so you have men... You have women, mm-hmm. Okay? You have kind of everybody in between, and people are just trying to figure it out. So I figured out what we can call them, just like you said, to kind of streamline the process.
Okay.
Instead of LGBTQIA, let me buy a vowel, what's going on behind this rock? What if we call, this is what it is. What if we called it, I don't know. I mean, just off the top of my head, not like I wrote anything down. Females.
Okay.
And guys, sorta.
So to encompass
everybody,
all the genders that are out there.
That's everybody in between?
Females and guys, kinda.
No, no, no. I don't like that as much.
Okay, what did you say?
Females and guys, sorta.
Sorta.
For no particular reason, it just rings better to me.
You're going to have a hard time getting that passed throughout the gay community.
What's the problem?
I think gay people in their struggle for equality,
uh-huh.
they have gotten a little bit too full of themselves in certain corners of the
literally,
gay community.
Literally. In all the corners of the gay community.
All the corners. And it's just like, dude, you don't need to add more letters, man. We know it's for people who don't register as straight. Like, that's we're good.
Do you have to register as straight?
You do.
Oh,
you
my
do.
God.
Yeah.
First the taxes and now this?
That's right.
I'm not doing either.
It's so ridiculous.
Well, so you have LGBTQ. Now you have an I, an A, and a plus. I'm just saying females and guys, sort of.
Who makes these decisions, by the way? Is there like a gay census
yeah.
that goes out and they take the numbers down and cast a vote?
No gay census, a gay sensei. There is a leader that we all must go to. You bow before him and then, you know, you do whatever you got to do.
It's weird that you know more about this than I do.
Well, I got to stay up on all my information. If I'm going to be, you know, writing a bunch for this thing, I got to...
Suck some dicks.
Got to suck a dick. Now, Tyler, you know what I would really like? There is a group of people who have just been getting blasted, and I'm not talking about the gay community. Okay?
You could. It would apply.
I got to be honest. I don't feel like you got that last joke that I just did.
No.
No, you didn't, huh?
No.
All right. I don't think that I should spell it out because it'll make it less funny.
Let's call it even because you step on all my jokes.
That's fine. I'll tell you afterwards and maybe write in to thoseguysyouhate.com and tell me if you got that joke because it's mildly hate filled, but I mean it in the funniest way possible. There's a group of people who are getting just blasted in the ass. And I think that we need to do something as a show to try to understand them better.
Okay. I'm all for understanding.
Okay, perfect. This group of people are the millennials.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. I wish that there was somebody to help guide us down that path, down the dirt road, as it were.
That means something else.
What? What do you mean?
I would be more than happy to do that for you, Ryan.
Fantastic. Do you have, I don't know, maybe something written down?
I'm just going to do this off the top of my head.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I have a purpose, a reason to live for this episode.
Only for this episode?
just for this episode.
Okay, let's stretch this out then, because I don't want to clean up your corpse.
So I think it's important for me to do something that I said people should very rarely ever do long last episode, and speak for an entire group of people.
Love it.
And this speech, right off the top of my head that I'm going to give...
You're looking at your computer as you're saying
this. I was looking you in the eyes, actually, if we're being literal here.
I am a computer. That is not correct.
Sorry. Yours actually wasn't as bad, thank goodness.
That is the nicest thing you've accidentally ever said to me.
This speech that I'm going to give, I'm going to title, Millennials Are Bitchin'.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, for those who do not know, millennials are born, if you're a millennial, if you're born from 1981 to 1996, you stupid millennial Ryan.
Yeah, I made fun of millennials that was never my thing. Not because I don't hate you, because I do, but everybody else is doing it and I like to carve out my own path.
You want to be on the in crowd.
Yeah. I'm who's after millennials?
Everybody who's older.
No, I mean,
Generation Z, I believe it's called. You mean like RJ's?
Are we piling on them yet?
No, still. No, I think millennials aren't piling on Generation Z yet.
They will.
I hope not.
Yeah, they will.
I really hope not.
I mean, it's something that's been going on forever
and we need to break that cycle. It's stupid. Ryan, I am 31 years old. I am still a young man. As a matter of fact, I mean it when I say that I have a difficulty picturing myself as an adult. I live on my own. I pay my own bills, own my own car. Shit, I've even gotten into investing.
Weird brag.
If that doesn't signify adulthood, then I don't know what does. And yet I realize that there is so much I don't know. Here's what I do know. Millennials get shit on by older generations constantly, and we're blamed for everything. Millennial, just like the word liberal, has become less a word to describe someone's age or views and more a weapon to attack that age and those views. So I've decided to use this very international platform to make an argument on behalf of millennials everywhere.
Well, aren't the term millennials and liberals kind of simpatico at this point?
Yeah, I mean, the younger generations are more open-minded, obviously, which is more, you know, I don't want to make this a political show, but it's more progressive thinking. So, you know, we just learn to be more open-minded.
That's not what my buddy Trump says.
Oh, he's your friend now?
Oh, I mean,
you guys, you guys are on a...
Kindred spirits.
Wait, you guys are on a one-name basis? Like, does he call you Cher?
Hey, Trumpito!
Oh, no, he'd deport your ass right away.
Well, that's honestly the only way that I can pronounce it.
Addressed it like that. Millennials are blamed for killing all kinds of industries and products. Casual dining restaurants, motorcycles, cheese, even beer sales are dropping year after year.
It's because of that damn White Claw.
Oh, man, they have got a stranglehold on the market.
Have you had a White Claw?
I have had one. It is actually fantastic.
Yeah, people seem to love it.
It's really, really good. And no calories. Sign my fat ass up.
I might need two lines for that signature.
But my first argument is towards the diamond industry. First of all, they're useless. Let's rip that Band-Aid off immediately. Second, they're not rare. As a matter of fact, out of all the gemstones, diamonds are the most commonly found. There's a single single company named De Beers. There you go. Yeah. That had a stranglehold on the diamond market in the 19th century. They ran an aggressive ad campaign that convinced everyone that diamonds were rare. Let's drop the diamonds, people. They are useless.
I remember that. It was probably when you were a kid, but they had a lot of different commercials where it was like shadows that were like, you know, he would
present. I remember guy that. Would,
right. Yeah, yeah, super
yeah.
Creepy.
It was creepy.
You know what else is like that I think of is like the food pyramid. The food pyramid, oh, yeah. It's like, make sure you eat your 7 cheeses and your 12 loaves of bread today. You know who came up with that? The people who ship cheese and bread.
Yeah.
So they just tell you whatever they... I've been arguing about the gold standard. Who decided that gold is so valuable?
Yep.
The people who have gold. I'm looking at you, Vertical Anthony.
So next up is the claim that we are the participation award generation.
Yes, I hear that a lot.
You've heard that.
Everybody gets an award even if they fail.
Everybody participates.
Yes.
Everybody gets a participation award.
And that's why you guys are, and I'm speaking from that tone, why you guys are such losers. I guess me too. I'm in hashtag me too.
Yeah. Everything needs to be given to you.
Right.
You don't have to work for anything.
You've never dealt with, what's the word I'm looking for?
Competition?
Adversity.
Right. Everyone gets an award just for playing is the situation we're in.
Right.
We get called selfish, arrogant, lazy. My argument for that is, why the fuck are we getting blamed for this? How is it possible that we're blamed for being given trophies? I mean, shouldn't we be blaming the people who gave us those trophies?
Real millennial, aspect that you're coming from.
You're going to give me the trophy and then bitch to me about how I behave due to your... Like, get the fuck out of here.
I know, man. This is a comedy podcast, but what you're saying is totally true. Yeah, it's like...
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is I'll speak from our family, okay? Now, our parents, before we killed them, came up in a... Two on the nose?
See, you can't do that.
That wasn't subtle? We're going to have to listen back to that because I think that was fine. It's an inside joke. But they grew up without any of those things. So then they wanted to give us all of it, and it kind of worked in reverse. And then you kind of don't understand why your kids act the way that you didn't when you raised them the opposite of the way that you were raised.
Correct.
Yeah.
And now we're going to get to my third point.
That of why millennials are bitching.
Yes.
So far it's because they don't buy diamonds.
Well, and you could, De Beers and what was the first thing I said?
I thought they were letting De Beers business die.
Yeah, I'm saying they're bitches. Anyway, for my third point, we will go back to the claim of laziness. Let's check the numbers, shall we?
Lettuce.
In 1960, The median home value was $11,900. Do you know how much that is in today's money, Ryan?
The
average cost of a house back then.
What year was this?
This was in 1960.
Yeah.
The median home value was $11,900. How much is that today?
So if we were add in inflation, $11,000, I'm not great at this game.
Say $12,000.
I'm going to say $775,000.
You're very bad at this game.
$98,000
in today's money.
That's a pretty cheap house. $90,000.
That's a very cheap house.
Yeah, very cheap house. You're living in Wyoming somewhere.
According to Zillow, the average cost of a house today is $226,800.
Even when you're adding in Middle America and stuff like
everything.
That.
Everything. That is the average cost
I'm
of a
shocked
house.
By that. When I bought a house, it was like somewhere around there.
Wages have risen 78% since 1960.
So what you were getting paid in 1960, it's now been raised 78%.
On average, the average wage has gone up 78% since 1960.
Okay, that's easy to wrap my mind around.
Good. Sure. That's pretty good.
What about the houses?
That is great until you factor in that rent prices have risen an average of 750%.
That is so crazy to think about.
Or that the cost of homes have risen 900%.
Wow.
Private college, 400%. Yeah, Public college, 571%.
Damn.
Gas, taxes, insurance, everything has spiked in price, and the wages that baby boomers thrived on do not exist in today's economy. So instead of projecting and trying to put all the blame on us, maybe they should take some responsibility for their generation's actions and start making some positive changes.
But what? Why is that? Why are wages going up minimally when put up against that? And like, how do you justify rent and all that stuff going up so substantially where people can't follow?
It's called capitalism.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be working out so hot for us right
now.
Not
great.
Huh?
Well, isn't it crazy how capitalism needs to get bailed out by socialism every 10 years?
I don't know what some of those words mean, but I will tell you. But
you take the people's money and you give it to these billion-dollar corporations to make sure they don't go bankrupt.
Well, here's the deal, and we've talked about this, you know, maybe 20 different times on Session Zero. Money isn't real. Economy isn't real. It's this thing that we're just inventing. And look how obvious. I keep saying this over and over again, but it just seems to me that none of these things match up, and we made up money. Like I said, it's on the gold standard. Mm-hmm. So we said, hey, this is worth this much rock, which I don't care that much about that rock. I don't know if other people do. And now our whole lives are based on that. People are miserable based on this money that isn't really substantial.
We should go back to a time when you could get a room, a hooker, and maybe some drugs, a beer, and
Tuesday?
A room to rent, whatever, just by throwing a sack of rocks on the, it was like a sack of gold on
what
the.
What about the barter system? Let's do the barter system.
Like in Book of Eli?
Yeah.
Like post-apocalyptic shit?
You give me a loaf of bread, I jerk you off.
Okay, I'm in. As a matter of fact, I like the sound of this.
As a matter of fact, keep the bread. I'm full. Let's just get this thing going.
How about a free jerk off with a free loaf of bread thrown in?
If you ever have bread again, bring it by. I don't give a shit, really. I mean, I'm so bored.
And that was Millennials Be Bitching.
Bing! I like that, man. That was a good one. That was a good one. That lets us bandy about. It was all stupid and none of it makes any sense. And you sound like a fucking idiot.
That's because you don't get numbers. Bring it on, baby boomers.
Bring it on, algebra. All right, Tyler, let's take a little break. Breaks be bitching. And when we come back, we're going to bite your fucking face off.
Holy shit.
Those guys.
This might be some like esoteric conversation. And
you hate.
Stand, but I just don't want to watch some guy fuck a volleyball.
Those guys you hate.
And we are back. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a rousing game of Who's in My Mouth?
What?
I'm so sorry. That's a different podcast. I apologize. Welcome back to Those Guys You Hate, Session 3.
You're doing another podcast?
I don't want to talk about it.
Are we going to do bumpers?
Yeah, we're going to but I have to make those up though. Oh, why'd you say that off mic? Well, come on. Hey, the audience is here with us. We're all in this thing together. He asked me if I'm going to make bumpers. I said, yes, I'm not going to do it.
But usually you have a bumper when we come back from break.
I do, but I need your computer to do that. So I figured I could just sit down and then we could plug it back in.
Get your
computer. Are you talking about this on mic? The audience has nothing to do with this.
You're a real piece of shit.
Sheesh. All right, now we have some news to give you. I have a segment that I'm going to roll up and I'm going to put deep inside of you. But before we get to any of that, I need to give you guys a quick little heads up on what's going on with my buddy Nick's wedding, okay? The petition has not gone well. Apparently, there's some sort of problem with, you know, somebody going into somebody else's wedding, making it about themselves and forcing their way in.
How selfish of Nick this, and his bride-to-be.
Well, and the people who aren't signing the petition. This has really made me feel bad about what human beings really are.
This is what makes you feel bad.
Yeah. If I'm trying to take control of something, right now we need a leader. I'm trying to be a leader, a sinister minister. And, okay, so I'm going to step my game up here. And I don't want to do it. Nick, I have contracted the coronavirus.
Whoa!
Look, I'm committed.
This is a small box of a room. You gotta tell me before I come.
Tyler, I'm dealing with important shit right now. Please give me a moment. Give me a little room to breathe deeply in and out in your face. Nick, if you don't let me be your minister, I'm going to give you this disease. Okay, now our medical professionals are wearing trash bags. They don't have the right equipment. They're going through enough. Stop being selfish. Because I'm going to come over here. I'm going to cough in your butthole.
You know, you could just cough in his face, right? You don't need to go through the butthole.
I am a man of drama.
So what you're saying is that unless one of your good friends...
Great friend. Love him. We would never wish anything bad to happen to him.
Not after this, or he's going to wish something bad on you.
I'll give him corona!
You're suggesting that you are going to go and purposely get infected with a deadly disease.
COVID-37.
And you're going to give it to him if he does not make you the sinister minister of his wedding.
Really, just the start of the show, and I didn't say that I was going to give it to him. I said I was going to cough in his butthole. Those are different things. They end up in the same place, but you're getting there. It's like, traveling somewhere by car or by unicycle.
It's like going up the yellow brick road or the green brick road.
You think it's green?
There's a green brick road.
Well, wash that thing out before I do any of this, because I do not like the sound of the green brick road.
We can review. I think there's a green brick road.
You're talking about in the original.
Correct. There's a second that goes to the other witch's house, I think.
You know, it's interesting that you say this, because it ties back into what we were talking about earlier. Do you know?
Coughing into someone's butthole?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you open up that email I sent you? No, where that the Wizard of Oz, we can review, is allegory for the gold standard.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about this on Session Zero.
Oh, yeah.
I think you mentioned it.
Yeah. Yeah. Where it is. And I'll look into it because I could kind of do it like the Disney movie. But it is, in the original one, she was wearing silver slippers.
Yes.
Because it was, silver versus gold. You know, the Emerald City. The Scarecrow is the farmers. The lumberjack. What was he? The mechanized one. Wizard of Oz.
You mean the Tin Man?
Tin Man. Thank you very much.
The lumberjack.
He was a lumberjack, wasn't he?
He did have an axe. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I
ask a question? Ebonics. Wizard of Oz scared the shit out of me.
It was a dark movie.
It scared the shit out of me.
And you have the Twister in the beginning, and it's all black and white.
Twister.
And then you go,
was Helen Hunt there?
No, you have the tornado.
Yeah.
Jackass. And I miss Bill Paxton.
He got what he deserved.
Death?
No, to avoid this craziness. He was an angel, and only the good die young.
He was wonderful. And then you have houses falling on people and their feet curling
that
up.
Shit's
and
weird.
Flying monkeys.
The devil monkeys scared the shit out of me.
What
like
the shit?
Like Large Marge in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It's just, what are you doing here?
Large, oh yeah.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent you. It's terrifying.
You know who scared me as a kid was
Dad.
Oogie Boogie from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oogie Boogie was one of the coolest villains of all time.
He terrified me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Let him tuck you in. And you know what I said? You know what would be great? Because I have two things here. What I wanted to do is those guys you hate. Tyler, what's the email address?
podcast@thoseguysyouhate.com.
Send us your movies or your movie characters. Oogie Boogie was supposed to be an evil character, but like Wizard of Oz, scared the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Send us in your movies of things that weren't supposed to be scary that scared you as a little kid.
Dumbo.
Okay, when he like started going through that acid trip?
When he starts hallucinating.
Yeah, that rat never sat well with me.
It's terrifying.
Was that Dumbo or was that, I'm thinking of Charlotte's Web. I'm thinking of Charlotte's Web.
Oh, Charlotte's Web.
I didn't like that either.
One. Yeah, that one was dark.
You know, now that we're talking about it, I think I was just a pussy as a kid. Yeah, I think everything scared me.
We all are.
Glad I grew out of that. So send us in. What? Tell the email address one more time.
You got to learn this. Podcast@thoseguysyouhate.com. Or are you just teeing me up so I get a chance to talk?
Tyler, if I learn that, you are fucked. You will be out of here. You need me to never remember that specific thing. I need you for that.
Earmuffs, I'm about to give out our information.
Take your headphones off because I'm going to play That Is Not Correct again. No, so send those in. Let's see if we can get something funny out of that. Something else that I would like for people to email in.
Be the first person to send a goddamn email.
Tyler.
I didn't get a single email during session zero.
We haven't released it.
Yeah, that probably has something to do with it.
Now, everybody on all these podcasts, all these different, I haven't been watching TV, but I'm sure people are asking for stories of triumph. They're asking for stories of people bettering themselves in quarantine, okay? That's not what we want. We don't care about any of that shit. Mm-hmm. That's boring.
That makes for bad podcasts.
Send us an email at podcast@thoseguysyouhate.com.
No.
So close. Tell us the most embarrassing thing that this quarantine has taught you about themselves. And I think that could be fun.
Yes, or any shameful admissions you might have, things that you have been doing while at home alone with all this free time.
We need to bring shameful admissions back onto the show.
We do.
All right, so let's move on. Now, something that I've noticed before you give us the news is if you want to really add some stress to your life, do what we did. Moving across the street from a McDonald's.
Oof.
That thing is calling my name, brother.
Yeah.
And I've done it two or three times since we've been here. Fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah. Those fries.
Mm.
I think it's not salt. I think they just sprinkle crack in the fry maker.
Totally good with it. Yeah. I'm totally good with it. Yeah. What about the apple pie? Does the apple pie do anything for you?
I don't like apple pie.
What? Mm-mm. You don't like the McDonald's apple pie?
I don't like pie in general. Like pumpkin pie is probably my favorite. And even that I could do a little thin slice.
You know, I've never had pumpkin pie.
Delicious.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
I'm just not a pie guy. Hence the guy.
Hence the homosexuality.
Mm.
Tyler, I wish that there was somebody in this world who could tell me what was going on. Maybe like the news. Do you know anyone like that?
I mean, I do. He's not here right now, so I'll have to suffice.
Thank God there's somebody who could fuck this up.
Yes.
Let's do it. We got to come up with a name for this. What is it?
I told you last week, man. It's Weekly News This Week.
Weekly News This Week. I like it. Mm-hmm. That's good. All right, cool.
Well, this time, Ryan, for this first story, we are going to be going to Pennsylvania. We're going to take a trolley all the way there?
We're going to need a lot of gas money. Or a long cord? What is that? Oh, anyway, go ahead.
A woman who has been a problem in the community for a while.
Pat.
Came up with a very twisted prank, and on Wednesday went into their local grocery store and she coughed and spit on $35,000 worth of food.
Huh.
That they had to throw away.
Wow.
Yep.
And so can you be arrested for that?
Four felonies. She can go to jail for a very long time.
How they quantify the amount of felonies? Is it the dollar amount?
I have it right here.
I like to ask questions. I apologize.
No, not at all. Her name is Margaret Circo, who's 35 years old. You're making the rest of us 30-year-olds look bad.
Sounds like a very well-adjusted young woman, and she's dealing with this crisis very well.
Yes. But like I said, she has been known to be a problem in the community for a very long time.
Right.
And she was arrested and charged with two felony counts of terrorist threats, one felony count of threats to use a biological agent because she was shouting to people,
which is her,
I'm sick.
Yeah, she is the weapon.
Correct. And one felony count of criminal mischief, which I would imagine is due to the dollar amount of the food that she ruined.
Can they move you into federal rape your butt prison for that?
Four felonies? Absolutely.
Okay.
You can go to state prison and, I mean, she won't be getting raped in the butt. She'll just be getting scissored a whole bunch.
Well, then, I mean, is she really even being butt raped? Sorry.
So they gave her a mental health evaluation. I was not able to find the results of that. I would imagine that's private.
Mm-hmm.
And
do your research, Tyler.
And she's going to court in the middle of April, April 15th.
Well, I just think that people are really dealing with this stress in their own ways. And there is no joke here. Man, talk about, you know, people who are already on the brink having to go through this. It could be very trying. It was very hard for me. Our first two sessions that we recorded, which are very important to me, and this is something that we've been working on for a year today. It really strained me. Like I was saying to you earlier, for the first time that I can think of, I'm sure there's something else that's not coming right to my mind. My son and I are going through something for the first time together. It's a lot of strain. It's a lot of stress on people.
Puberty?
Fuck you.
Yeah, but and I agree with you that it is stressful and it is hard to deal with for a lot of people, but you got to know that it's inappropriate to go and cough on $35,000 worth of food.
But it sounds like she thought, like, if I touch it, they'll just give it to me kind of thing. Do you think that's possible?
No. She was screaming out, I'm sick, I'm sick. And she was doing, they described it as a twisted prank. I think she was doing it for attention.
Wait a minute. How do you get $35,000 worth of food? I've seen supermarket sweep, bro. I mean, those turkey breasts are worth a couple bucks, but I mean.
She went and she coughed on all the fruits and vegetables. Wow. And then she went to the bread and meat section and coughed on
just
all.
Just rolled around on it. She got thrown out for loafing.
All their steaks and chicken and such. Mm. Moving on, we're going to be heading over to Colorado. We do a lot of Colorado. Was that a go pet?
I don't know what it was. I just thought we need to get to Colorado quickly.
Or a moped. Oh, and that's what you came
up with? Yeah, get on the back.
How about a fighter jet or a spaceship?
Tyler, what is your... This is just what's happening. Now let's just deal with it.
We'll be there in 8 days, guys. Yeah.
Just go, man.
Colorado has become the 22nd state to abolish the death penalty.
The 22nd
state to abolish the death penalty.
What's your take on that?
I think it's wonderful. I don't think we should be killing people. Huh. If they do...
That's a controversial stance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm okay with it.
There's no way that you can have an opinion on that and it not be controversial, right?
Yeah, because even not having an opinion will offend some people.
What a weird time to grow up, man.
Weird.
Yeah.
I think that the people who should be separated from our society should be given life in prison, like rapists, murderers, pedophiles, stuff like that.
I don't have a strong stance on. I can see both sides.
And I can certainly understand the other side. I just don't think that we should be murdering people.
Lord knows I couldn't do it.
And on top of it, all the things that go into it. It's, believe it or not, and I don't have the kind of news that can live up to this kind of glorious music, Ryan.
This is what happens when you dance with the devil.
Technical difficulties are...
It's just the only way that I could do the noises.
What are you doing?
I got it now. I'm so sorry. It's the only way I could do the transportation noises and have you work with the levels. I'm sorry. This is my first unbelievably breakthrough podcast. I can't do everything.
Why don't we just release session zero? Because these three have been a train wreck.
That really hurt my throat.
Yeah, it sounded
weird. God damn.
So on top of abolishing the death penalty, the governor, Jared Polis, commuted three death row inmates, death row sentences.
Nailed it.
And finally,
so wait a minute. So if you were scheduled to be killed, now you're not scheduled to be killed anymore.
That's it. It's the equivalent of making weed legal. Anybody who's in prison for this thing that just got made legal now gets taken out.
Wow. I didn't even know that. I will tell you this, though. And I will not be able to place it, but there were these people where they commuted. They stopped, killing murderers or whoever. And then 5 years later, they started it again. So there's this group of people who just got like this crazy window. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I that's just something rattling around. I'll never be able to nail it down.
And finally, we, and this is something nobody has ever said before, we are going to take a trip to Arkansas. Is that the first train ever invented?
So please be careful.
Oh my God, I think the moped would have been faster.
Yeah, you gotta wait till there's a nice breeze.
Almost 23 years after an Arkansas mother was murdered by a 16-year-old, the man came back and killed the daughter in the same exact house.
Quick question. Why are you laughing about this?
Because it's a ridiculous story.
Yeah, that is.
This man obviously had it out for anybody who lived in that house.
Yeah, he's literally haunting the house.
I'm laughing because of how stupid.
And you're a monster.
Yeah, that too.
You're a monster.
I gotta tell you, me laughing at that story last week is not gonna age well.
No, I mean, it was immediately bad. I have a story after you're done with this. I have a kind of an interesting story like this too.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it. The police pulled up to find a suspect fleeing the house. He dove into the
lake. Was this 20 years ago or is this currently?
Currently.
Right.
The suspect dove into a nearby lake where he drowned to death. Police recovered his body and found that it was the same man who killed this woman's mother when he was 16 years old.
That's incredible. Well, obviously there's some sort of Hatfield and McCoy scenario going on there.
I don't know. I could not find a reason. Like, I couldn't find any kind of connection between these people other than the fact that they lived in that house.
It's a real piece. Wait a minute. You said that it was his mother, right? That the kid killed the...
The 16-year-old came to this house and murdered the mother.
Okay.
Got away.
Right.
Or, excuse me, got arrested.
Yeah.
Left, got out of jail, went immediately back to the same exact house where the daughter was living and murdered her.
Yeah, but you're saying you can't see any connection except for living in that house. It's a mother and daughter. Maybe he's got something against the family.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I could not find if he had a personal connection to these people other than he just happened to hate this house in particular.
My guess is yes. I think that maybe there's something between the
probably, films. Probably. But he, like I said, he jumped in the lake and drowned. And so, you know.
Good.
Nature's death penalty.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly right.
I can't argue with nature, so do your thing, baby.
I mean, you have many times in the past. I've seen you spit at rain.
Bring it on, nature!
You call that hail? So here's my quick story. I know.
You call this a pandemic.
You call this a penis? I know a family who back when life was still going on, the wife came home for whatever reason, left her purse on a chair in the garage, went inside, went to sleep with the garage door open. I mean, I don't know, had a rough night there. There's a couple things, there's a confluence of things that went wrong there. So
the very idea that you left your purse in the garage with the door open just blows my mind.
Door opens bad. Door open with the purse in it with your keys and everything else is makes it much worse.
Much worse.
Fact that you're going to sleep cherry, the dainty top on top of the bear. So somebody comes by. This part alone is hard for me to believe. Somebody comes by, sees the purse, grabs the purse, goes to the purse, finds the car keys, gets in the car, drives away. That who's got the chutzpah? You gotta be right place, right time, no soul.
I hear that, and I choose, and this obviously, I can't imagine this being the real scenario, I choose to believe that this was planned for months. I'm picturing like a diamond heist, how you would prepare for it. You got a spotter, you've got a backup guy, you got a wheel man just in case.
Are you saying that the wife is in on it?
It's an inside job!
Oh
Ryan.
My god!
Inside job!
Ocean's 26! This is crazy! I've never looked at it from this perspective, and my anus is blown. Now, so that's all crazy. You know, the family is like, hey, you know, crazy stuff happens, and this is how it goes. They go on, they get their, I would imagine that's a little bit embarrassing. They go on with their life, they buy a new Cadillac. A week later, the people come back and steal their other car.
They got both sets of keys, stole the cars one in between the other.
A week in between the two of them. And the deal is, stealing that first car, for me, because I couldn't do something like that, would be terrifying. Stealing that second car, there's no chance I could go back there. I would be paralyzed with fear.
If you really think about it, it would be the perfect place to go to because they wouldn't be expecting you to go back.
I agree, but nonetheless, as you're making the descent into the car, that's got to be terrifying. But these are people who probably just lived a life of crime.
Like you said, no soul.
That is unbelievable.
And that was the news.
Good news. I meant to turn that music down so much slower than I actually did. Boy, am I
horny.
Learning about this thing.
Oh, sorry.
Piece by piece. So, Tyler.
Mistake by mistake.
Now, Tyler.
Yes.
I don't really have any more back and forth. All I really have is my segment. Unless you have anything else that you would like to get into. Is there anything that's really, tickling your fancy, as it were?
Do you want to tell the people about
I don't want them to get to know me at all.
No, not you. Oh, that would make good, good. Terrible podcasting.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to tell them about what you have behind you? Or do you want to save that as a surprise for later? Well, maybe you should let them in for when the video starts appearing.
Pretty soon, because we're getting the podcast nailed down first. And then from here, what we're going to do is we're going to get this thing up on the... I don't know if you guys have heard from it about it. It's an upcoming, invention. YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
YouTube?
I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Whatever. Or YouPorn, whatever it is. And
that is going to go big.
It's going straight up. But here's the deal.
Yeah, a little bit to the left.
Is that we are, what I've made is because we deal with so many characters on this thing. Like the Tiger King would be a perfect example of just a crazy character. And we want to know, how do we quantify how moral this person is? How ethical this person is?
Tiger King, perfect representative of the show if it wasn't for the murder.
I feel like that cemented him into place.
I take it back. Okay, if not for the meth,
yeah,
like just do cocaine like an adult.
He would be better for this show if he killed a couple more people. In my perspective,
yeah. On session zero, you invited anybody who can prove that they've murdered someone to come sleep in our house.
Actually, I started off by saying if you murder someone and you could prove it, But then I realize it's gonna be a whole fucking thing. Much like these animal people have just been coming after me, brother. It's been rough.
I'm going to make sure your streak ends.
On the first two sessions, I'm getting ready to do it again because again, I am going to prove to everybody that I ain't no punk bitch. But before we do that, we are sitting in a brand new studio. I have called in favors from all of my talented friends
all around the globe.
Everybody that we know, our cover art is being produced by a genius, Alex Brownsmith? Brownsmith. He changed it. Alex Brownsmith. I'm singing.
Can't just change names. Are you lying to the audience?
He did do that. You know that, right?
Yeah, no, I was just...
Oh, okay. All right, well,
you can't just change names.
But here's...
Of course you can.
Well, now here's the deal with my... And we're all very happy and we're excited about it. And
about what? What are we talking about?
And I'm just to finish it up.
I was going to say, we haven't finished this yet.
As I was talking, I'm like, I can't remember how I started this. If I just keep talking, maybe it'll come back to me.
I was wondering what you were doing.
Did you see me look at you with panic? I'm like,
I was like, is this coming full circle? Yeah. We're going to come back to this? What's happening?
Don't ever trust in me. So I have built, and you know, it's not finished, right? This isn't finished yet. Oh, it's still got some work left to be done.
And it fits perfectly in here.
Isn't that weird how that worked
out?
Crazy. I'm not going to put it there. I'm going to put it somewhere. But, you know, maybe over there. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But it's going to be the sliding scale of morality. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, we're going to figure out where this person is, you know, where you lie on a 1 through 10 version of how ethical you are. And it's going to be up and running. I'm actually very happy with it. It looks great on the wall.
Yes. And we already have 5 names that we're going to put up there. We just need
more than that.
Or really more than that.
And I have some ideas and we'll talk about it. Cause I want it to be a surprise for everyone.
It has to be a surprise.
All right. Now let's get into my segment going right into what we were talking about. The idea that I've done on these first 3 shows. And I know that it hasn't been popular, but what I'm trying to show everybody is that I ain't no punk bitch. You come to me and I'm going to tell you the truth. Even when it's not popular.
You just got done saying 15 minutes ago that you never grew out of the scared phase.
Don't let me lead you. Just let me be your leader.
So you're terrifying. You're terrified, but at the same time, you ain't no punk bitch.
Well, I'm not a punk bitch, but from inside my room, locked inside the closet. You know what I'm saying? I'm a tough guy. If I'm over like a cell phone or I'm typing to you on the Google.
You're one of those.
Oh, yeah. I'll beat the shit out of you over my modem. So what I'm going to do is everybody is trying to manipulate you by all these podcasts and all these YouTubers. And everybody is trying to tell you they're the world's biggest pet fans because they know that you're animal fans. And I'm not going to do that.
Well, we already agreed that we're going to bring a dog onto the show.
I may have to.
We need a dog. We need a dog?
Okay. If you could just chill out.
You know, a one person chant never works out.
What about the slow clap?
That you can do by yourself. Well, actually, you can't, can you? Because you need other people to join in.
You look like an asshole. You look like you have Down syndrome. All right. So what I'm going to tell you again, I'm tripling down. This is the third week in a row. You're just getting to know me. I'm showing you. I go upstream. I don't care. I make my own way. I am a trailbreaker.
And if you went upstream, that means you're not a trailbreaker. You're going with all the salmon.
I'm the first salmon, though. I'm Salmon Patient Zero. And my segment today is called Sharks, King of the Jungle, My Ass.
They're not king of the jungle.
My ass, they aren't. Who? Or they are. Or what? Tyler.
Orcas are kings of the jungle in the ocean.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, orcas kill great whites all the time.
Uh-uh. Tyler, here's the deal.
I hate you for what you said.
Okay. Sharks have this reputation of being murderers. They are like the ocean's assassins. And you're actually right about that, that the orcas are the apex predator of the ocean. That
of course. Yeah. They are one of nature's most efficient killing machines.
And they got those black eyes.
Yeah, they are terrifying.
I think we're going to need a bigger show.
How much would you have to be paid to get in one of those cages to go swimming with the sharks?
Because
that's something that I would love to do.
I wouldn't be afraid to do that.
Now how much would I have to pay you to get in the shark, get in the cage, not get in the shark, get in the cage, and it turns into that. Do you remember seeing that video
with
that
shark? Immediately where my mind went.
The shark, there's this video, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen it because it became very viral, popular. Yeah. Where the shark, they were cage diving with sharks, and this gigantic shark hit the cage so hard, it the cage broke.
Yeah.
And the diver and the shark were just trapped in this cage together, and you see the shark.
It's terrifying.
Freaking out.
Yeah.
And
stuck in the top of the cage.
The tail is out of the water.
With the diver crouched down at the bottom.
Yep. And I am watching that video for the first time, and all I'm thinking is you're just going to see red just rise to the surface.
Yeah. Yeah. And they never get bit, right?
No, it was perfectly fine.
Because the shark was, I think, panicking. It wasn't predating. Well, you know
course.
What I mean?
Yeah. And of course. And I imagine how traumatized those people were. Never getting back in the ocean again.
And I got to say, and I don't like to just strip people's businesses away, especially on such a crazy time. Mm. Maybe we should think about what's going on with that diving company where your cages can just break in half.
Yeah, that's a problem.
We're going to need to reinvest some of the money that's coming in.
That's kind of like what happened when Kobe died. They're like, all right, we got to look at that helicopter business because some shady shit.
Well, they were doing
illegal stuff.
They were flying around at a time that they should not have been flying around. So I don't really know how we're going to play this game, but I have a list of things that I'm going to ask you, and you tell me what has killed more people annually.
Ooh, I love these.
Sharks or the other thing, okay? Now, before I get into it, just very quickly, apropos of nothing, Que Tieri Palante is a workout banger, Tyler.
I'd have to hear it. Oh, if I don't know how to pronounce it, then I won't know the name of the type of song it is.
Then that's almost everything. Tyler, and we're going to figure out how this game works as we're doing it.
Okay.
Sharks, those ocean pussies.
Jesus.
Or elephants. Who kills more each?
Oh. Yeah. Definitely elephants.
Definitely
elephants.
Elephants kill 600 people a year.
What?
600 people a year.
I would not have guessed a number that high.
Isn't that crazy?
Damn.
Yeah. Elephants be crazy, dude. That's the thing. You can get on an elephant. You can ride an elephant. But if an elephant decides that it wants to do something, it gon' do it.
Well, they're very emotional animals.
Yeah, they are.
They're hyper aware of emotions.
Emotional is a perfect way to put it. They actually are.
Yeah. So
they can experience depression.
Cry.
They can cry.
Absolutely.
And their trunks are unbelievable vestige. It is. They have like more muscles in it than. It's incredible how strong it is.
It's almost like an octopus's arms,
yep.
Where they have so many nerves that I think I read that they can pick up like a elephant can pick up like a quarter from the ground with its nose.
I've heard that too.
Like that.
We can review. Well, because they have fingers on the end. They have little kind of deals. I don't like them. Toddlers wielding a gun that they may have found in their parents' cabinet, Tyler.
This is America, bro. Of course it's that one.
You know what? Give me a number that you think. Okay, so elephants kill 600 people. I don't know if this is interesting radio or not, but how many?
Not on the radio.
Yeah. Well, we're taping it. So, Tyler, how many, and this is in the U.S., toddlers wielding a gun that they found somewhere?
I'm going to say 100 a year.
21.
Oh.
Less than I would have thought.
Blackjack.
All right. So you think it's toddlers?
Yes.
Okay, it is toddlers. People being buried alive.
Ooh.
How does that happen?
It happened to Uma Thurman. Kill Bill.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, well, you were looking around like as if you were trying to think.
I was just trying to think of a bad punchline, dude. Have you ever listened to the show? You say something, I say something stupid. That's the way this works.
The thing is people are monsters and sharks are not. So I'm going to say people being buried alive.
You think people being buried alive is all somebody like doing, you know, something terrible to someone else.
That's right. I guess accidents happen and maybe somebody in construction falls into a pit. Nobody notices. But yeah, I think most buried alive situations are.
I didn't even think about that.
Evildoers.
That's really weird. Okay. How about this? This is an interesting one. And I have no explanation on this. Maybe we can review this. Left-handed people using right-handed things.
You did not answer my question about the people being buried alive.
What was the question? I'm sorry. I thought you were just giving a statement.
No. You said, what do you think kills more, being buried alive or sharks? You never gave an answer.
Oh, and you said people being buried alive because people are monsters.
And I'm sorry. And you said 21. Was that for the
29?
29.
Yeah, 29.
Those poor 29 people.
I hope that they don't know each other. I hope it's not just one family like that news story.
I guess it's not technically buried alive, but I did a story during Session Zero in one of my news segments about a grocery store employee, I believe it was, who fell behind.
Yeah, I remember
a,
that.
A refrigerator.
In like a warehouse or something?
Yeah, it was like an old person fell behind in a position where they couldn't get themselves out, died back
there. Yeah, and they found him like months and months later.
When they pulled the thing out to clean or something like that.
Carcass. But you know what? Lucky for that, because that old person just got to die, you know, like that instead of having to deal with this. They got out of here easy.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Fine.
Yeah. I'm sure that's a great way to die.
Dying like a cat behind the washing machine. Left-handed people using right-hand things, Tyler. Do sharks kill more people than left-handed people doing right-handed things?
No. Left-handed people doing right-handed things, those demon worshipers. They die more than sharks every year.
I have a person in my life whom I care for very much who does not believe that left-handed people exist.
What?
I'm dead serious. That's 100% true. They think they grew up, you know, it's somebody who's older than us. They think that much like being gay, it's a decision. What?
Just the whole argument.
That's really true.
The whole argument is kind of ridiculous because I'll just stick with the left-handed thing. When did you decide to be right-handed? It just what came naturally to you. When are we making these decisions?
You know, back in the day, if you were left-handed, they tried to teach you to use your right hand.
They didn't try anything. They forced you to learn with the right hand.
Tie your left hand behind your back, then hit you with a dowel rod.
They thought it was a sign of the devil.
And they might be right. Maybe. Much like homosexuality.
What about people who are ambidextrous?
Oh, you fucking weirdos. You Wiccans.
I'm not ambidextrous.
Yeah, I used to tell people that you were. Oh, my God. Look at him. He's like Michael Jordan, this guy.
Bald?
With a Hitler mustache.
No, I am ambidextrous, actually.
I know. You really throw a ball with your right. I know. Listen, I've
read throw a ball with my left and right with my right.
Yeah, whatever. I was pretty close. I use the words left and right. Tyler, left-handed people using right-handed things, more or less than a shark.
More.
How many people do you think die from that?
Ooh.
Just throw a number out.
I'm going to say 10.
2,500 a year.
What?
That's what this article told me. I didn't even say where I got this from.
Yeah,
man, I am ripping somebody off here. Sorry about that. All right.
Where is it from?
Week in Review. I didn't write it down.
Is this just a blog that you found on the internet?
You know what, dude?
These numbers look good.
If it's on the internet, it's real. That's the way that I'm living my life. Nobody's coming here for their news.
You have a terrible life.
I don't give a shit. Wall Street Journal or Topper.com. Don't care.
If I believed everything the internet told me, my cancer would have AIDS. Like I would have a cough and I would have every deadly disease known to man.
Falling TVs, Tyler. Falling TVs.
I'm going to say more than sharks.
41 people die a year from falling TVs.
Those poor souls.
Animal-drawn vehicles. Again, these animals coming back to just fucking kill you, dude. Mm. These animals will effing kill you. They don't care about you.
If we don't build the technology soon enough for that to take over, the animals will.
Well, this Roomba is already hatching a plan. I don't want to get into it, but I'm getting myself in there. You know what I mean?
Should we treat the Roomba like the fax machine or the Xerox machine from Office Space? Just take it into a field somewhere and just beat it to death.
Listen,
with baseball
bats? I'm deep undercover right now. Don't ruin it for me, okay? And
I'm finally in.
80 people die a year from animal-drawn vehicles.
Well, you have the Amish community, which that's all they run on. So I would imagine that's a lot. A lot of that's happening there.
I thought the Amish run on Duncan. Messy handwriting, Tyler.
Oh, thousands and thousands of people a year.
7,000 people a year die from messy handwriting. Would you like to explain that?
Absolutely, because you take your prescription form to a Walgreens, CVS, whatever, and they can't read the fucking word. So they prescribe, they either give you the wrong medication or they give you the wrong dose.
Dosage, yeah.
And then you wind up taking too much and then you fucking die.
Speaking of which, is anybody else worried about how these CVSs and Walgreens and Publix pharmacies are popping up? I mean, all over the place. Anybody worried about that?
I'm week in review. I'm almost positive both CVS and Walgreens are both in the top 10 for most profitable companies in the country.
We are just being totally satiated and literally chemically drugged to just be docile.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And as I said during session zero, it is very hard to start a revolution when everybody's comfortable.
Yeah. And if you're not taking the pills, you're playing, Candy Crush. And just finally, before they come in here and arrest us, in concentration camps, what they used to give a lot of the prisoners to keep them docile is fluoride, one of the main ingredients in your water.
Mm-hmm.
Let your teeth rot out, everyone. Hot tap water, Tyler.
Thousands of people a year.
For whatever reason on this particular one, I did not put how many people died from it, but I did write down what this person wrote because I thought it was funny.
Okay.
This, I think, hits home with us. You know that feeling when scalding hot water is dumped on you in the shower and you feel like you're dead? Well, 34 people know that feeling all too well because it killed them.
How many people?
34.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's actually less than I thought.
You know those 34? But how do you die from scalding water?
From infection? From hot water?
Yeah. I mean,
I must have misunderstood. I thought you meant from drinking like unfiltered water, like warm, unfiltered water. You mean die from boiling hot water?
They said hot tap water, it says. Again, I am a terrible researcher, so this could all be bullshit, but it says hot tap water, and they're talking about scalding water being dumped on you in the shower.
Oh, because my brain immediately went to drinking unfiltered water, and then these people contract like bacteria that kill them.
Oh, that's got to be, I would imagine that's thousands, more than thousands. Yeah. I would imagine that's one of the main things that kill people on this planet.
So this is hot water just killing people?
Maybe it burns you and then that gets infected? I don't know. 34 people is not a lot compared to, prescriptions.
Good research.
I am not a man of science. I'm here for wacky poop jokes, man. All right, and this is how I got onto this conversation is I was talking to my buddy, Vertical Anthony and street producer Lenny.
Uh-huh.
We went fishing. We were, social distancing together. And can I get in trouble for saying that?
I think you're okay.
Okay, fine. We were talking about coconuts. We were talking about whether coconuts killed more people than sharks.
Coconuts.
Coconuts kill 150 people a year.
Really?
150 people a year.
Wow,
we have a coconut tree right outside of our house that it's got to be 30 feet in the air. That thing could kill you, bro. Mm-hmm.
Well, another thing.
And 149 of your friends.
Another thing to look up is the amount of icicles that kill people every year.
Oh, definitely.
Where they just definitely. Where they drop down. And can you imagine?
We say definitely a lot, don't we?
Yeah,
it's really pointing it out now.
It's a lot of fun. I can imagine a coconut kill somebody. You go, you see them lying on the ground. They're, maybe bleeding from the head.
That shit's nuts.
Dude, finding a body that's been impaled by an icicle through the head, you will never forget that image.
Coming out of a guy's butthole.
I mean, what is it with you and buttholes today?
It's just my deal, bro.
It's
just
so
my
much
deal.
More today, though.
Has it been?
It's us butthole this and butthole that. Coughing into a butthole and icicle in the butthole.
I did cough into a butthole.
You did cough into a butthole.
And then it came back. I was like, hello.
And then there's an icicle being shoved in
there.
You're
right about that.
Lots of buttholes.
Nah, I'm not changing anything about myself. I never will. Champagne corks, Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
24 people a year.
Yep.
Volcanoes. 762 people a year.
What are we doing?
Don't they give you a little heads up? Can't you get out of there?
Living around volcanoes.
Hawaii,
knock it off.
Yeah.
Iceland, knock it off.
Yeah, honestly.
Just knock that shit off.
Honestly, you guys are just embarrassing yourselves.
God.
Falling out of bed, 450 people die a year.
Of course.
12 people a year die from selfies.
Good. Fuck those 12 people.
And finally, vending machines kill 13 people a year. Sharks kill 10 people a year.
Oh, I thought it was much less than that.
10 people a year. Yep. Isn't that crazy?
And we kill millions of sharks every year.
Yeah, well.
Millions.
And that's probably why they kill so few people, because they know who is their daddy and what does he do.
And we also don't live in the ocean.
Well, I would think that we should do something about that. I think we should all get in there. But then when my fingers get all pruny.
Yes, they would.
I don't care for that. Okay. Do you know why that happens?
I read that it's due, that scientists thought it was to give you a better grip on the water.
I read that too. Mm-hmm. I read that too. Who knows what's real anymore? News is all abject.
Science is fake.
Yep, that's true. Let's get back to real religions. Let's worship nature.
Wiccan?
Yeah. Oh, great tree, please wake up and help me. I am knocking on wood.
Oh, boy.
That is Sharks, King of the Jungle. What did I call it? And that is Sharks, King of the Jungle, my ass. I ain't afraid of you animals.
That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
You can't name it King of the Jungle. They're in the ocean. No jungle in the ocean.
Isn't ocean just basically a water jungle?
I don't think that's accurate.
Kelp, I need somebody. Kelp. It's a Beatles song.
This is how you want to end the show? This is how you want to end the show?
Please cut this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, going back to the beginning of the show when Ryan says, if you deciding whether you want to listen to this or not, now I fully support that statement. If you go away, I get it. I get it.
I have more music humor coming up later, so.
I think doing anything near the Beatles is like a death sentence in the entertainment world because the rights of them are so expensive.
I ain't afraid of their lawyers. Come and get me, bitch.
If you play like two words from their song, it's like $1 million.
I said kelp, and that wasn't based off of anything ever. I just made up that melody by myself.
Just said Beatles.
It is the jungle of the ocean, and you know it. And thank you guys for going on that ride with me.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in for episode three, Ryan.
Yeah, that's pretty. And let's give a quick little peek behind the curtain because you guys are part of the team. This isn't Tyler and me sitting in a room talking to you.
Well, it kind of.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly what it is. But we're all in this thing together, man. We want to do something positive here. We want to build an army, almost, you know, cult-like. And we want to drain your bank accounts and fill your hearts. And the thing is...
And your butts.
What's the deal with you and butts?
I don't know.
So the deal is that here's what we got. We recorded all three sessions so that we could put them out at all at the same time. So you don't just hear one, you like it hopefully, and then you have to wait a week to get it.
Yes.
We read on the internet that that's what you're supposed to do. We don't know anything. But, so we're putting this thing out, man. With this show, we hope it's going to be silent but deadly, and we really want for you guys to come on this ride with us. We absolutely love you guys, man, and we are so excited about seeing where, I mean, it's kind of nerve-wracking putting all this time in and then finally letting it go. But you know what, dude? It feels so right to me. It feels so right to me.
It does. And, you know, for the people who are tuning in at the very beginning, thank you. We hope that we know that this is going to be going on for a very long time, and we hope you stick with us.
And if you get in on the ground floor and you get five other people, we're going to give you an introductory deal that people are going to wish that they had.
We weren't supposed to talk about that.
Whoa.
But I would say start getting your, what's the word? Not marks.
Liquidate your assets.
Not fools, but just start getting people in line that you're going to want to take advantage of.
Yeah. If you're sitting at the table and you don't know who the mark is you.
Correct.
Right. So in other words, don't be that mark.
But be the mark for us.
Wait, friends don't let friends be marks. Well, yeah. Wait.
No, but they're
that is not correct.
That is hard to listen to.
I can't describe to you how much I dislike that sound.
I would be lying to you if I told you that I did not go out and get that because it would really upset you.
That is shocking to me.
That's kind of the way that this show works. Tyler, what's the moral of the story?
That I don't like that sound.
I understand.
The moral of the story is that millennials, you know, got a bad, we were handed a bad economy. It's getting worse.
Trump's trying to fix it. Why do you keep fighting him? He's a businessman.
And this is Tyler talking. I do not agree with what was just said by Ryan because I have no opinion on Trump. I am dead neutral on Trump. I could not have any less of an opinion.
But you do have an opinion on politics, and I can prove it.
Bloomberg's going to buy the presidency.
We were just bullshit.
Bloomberg's going to buy the presidency.
Oh, that brings me such happiness.
I really hate that.
Yeah, what about this?
The U.S. criminal judgment system.
There's something about the way that you say that makes me laugh so hard.
The U.S. criminal judgment system.
You're saying it with such confidence.
The U.S. criminal judgment system.
God, I love that.
I say most things with just confidence, and they're all wrong.
You know what you don't say with confidence is this.
I could just go out, expose myself, and not worry about it. Yeah, that was pretty confident.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry for playing with the buttons there, everybody. So I just couldn't help myself.
The moral of the story is millennials, Generation Z, things are going to get better, all right? we're going to improve this economy, we're going to improve this world, and we're going to get rid of the
old people because they're going to die.
I was going to say corruption, but tomato, tomato.
But you don't think that younger people would come up and just be just as corrupt?
I think, absolutely.
I think it's a human condition.
There is always, no, but I'm talking about the system that was taken advantage of back in the day. Because they grew up, you know, the post-World War II era was a very fruitful time for Americans.
Because war is so profitable.
The economy was going strong. Yeah. Benefits for the public were better than they ever had been.
Yeah.
And then that system got taken advantage of. And now those same systems with those same dollar amounts are being applied to our generation, and they're nowhere near the same.
But that's almost like communism. Like, communism in theory is a great idea. But the human element comes in where it's impossible. That's why you can't ever do that, because people will always take advantage when they can. It seems like a human component is, and I'm not saying everybody, and there are good people out there, mm-hmm. but bad people are attracted to power. And when there's an opportunity, I mean, here's looking at you, politicians, because you look those people in their eye and you just know this person enlightened me, man. Well, this is a reptile person.
Well, and they're just not trying anymore. Now, like with the lies and stuff, it's gotten to the point where everybody's just saying whatever the fuck they want and there's no consequences.
Well, and that is such a severe problem that we have more information than we ever have, and we have less information than we ever have, because nothing means anything anymore. Well, you can say whatever you want.
The problem is now getting access to all that information has now given everybody and their mother access to releasing their own version of things.
Everybody is a journalist.
And you can find their information just as easily, if not easier, than the actual information.
And the vocal minorities push their shit to the top because they're such kooks.
Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah. Is intelligent people or peaceful people just want to live their fucking lives.
Well,
man,
that's not totally true. I bet you Goebbels and, you know, some of these, you know, Nazi officers were pretty intelligent people.
Yeah, but
you what's his name? The surgeon of the second most famous person ever. I remember his name.
Joseph Mengele.
Bet you he's a pretty smart dude.
Yes, agreed.
Sewing somebody's, you know, penis onto somebody else's neck isn't easy to do.
I mean, dude, I just told a story last episode about a funeral home doing that.
They sounded pretty intelligent to me.
No, they did not. And you're absolutely right. I misspoke, but I relate ignorance to bigotry, like hating people because of the color of your skin or your
sexual.
It's
fear.
Of course it
and
is.
And fear comes from not understanding.
Ignorance.
Yeah, I totally do agree with.
So on that very serious note, Ryan, what is the moral of the story?
I'm going to actually do something serious, not like that bullshit that you did. I'm bringing back up my depression index again. The moral of the story, Tyler, is, and I know everybody's saying this, but we got to do the way to overcome. I'm not talking about the virus, but what's hitting the humbling of us right now is you got to work on yourself so that you can let's be kind to each other, man. Let's be a cohesive unit. Let's not take advantage of these things. Don't be that fucking asshole buying up every, you know, loaf of bread. Do the right thing, people. And I know that maybe this sounds like a bleeding heart kind of stupid thing, but man.
Fucking liberal.
I think the way to revolutionize the world is by revolutionizing ourselves.
Well said.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Well said.
And that woman across the lake, if you need help, I will push the toaster in after you.
Never mind. That's fine.
That is not correct.
So thank you guys so much. We love you. Session 3 coming straight to your household. Tell your friends. I mean, I know you hate it when people say subscribe, whatever.
Don't say that because it just drives people away.
Okay, whatever
it
is.
Do whatever the fuck you want,
hey,
people.
We're two guys trying to do our thing and make a community. I've asked myself a million times, why do I want this so bad? It ain't fame. It ain't money. It ain't because I think that I have something different to say. I want a community. And I think a lot of people out there feel exactly the same.
I just want a cult.
Shut up, Tyler.
Oh, sorry.
Tell your friends. Pass this on word of mouth. We love you guys and we want to make you as much of a part of the show as we are.
Yes, and if you start one
but you're not getting any money.
If you want to start looking at us as deities, if you want to put us on a pedestal and revere us, we're okay with that.
Paul Revere's. Yeah, we're not saying that that is true. We're not saying that we are. Let's not even get into whether we're gods or not. Let's not even get into that.
But yeah, because gods don't need to say that they're gods.
Yeah, it's directly implied, but we are. So thank you guys for coming along. We are those guys you hate.
Be kind or we'll kill you.
Yeah.